That's true in your life and in mine. Is Jesus Lord of all? This is John Thrasher, and you're listening to Morning Devotions during the next 30 minutes. We'll share some beautiful music with a message and a few comments along the way. This is my Father's world, and to my listening ears, all nature sings and round me rings the music of the spheres. This is my Father's world. I rest me in the thought of rocks and trees, of skies and seas, his hand the wonders wrought. This is my Father's world. The birds their carols raise, the morning light, the lily white, declare their master's praise. This is my Father's world. He shines in all that's fair. In the rustling grass I hear him pass. He speaks to me everywhere. This is my Father's world. Oh, let me ne'er forget that though the wrong seems oft so strong, God is the ruler yet. This is my Father's world. The battle is not done. Jesus, who died, shall be satisfied, and earth and heaven be one. My Father's world. May he surround you with his everlasting arms today and draw you close to himself. Thank you. can you say, praise the Lord, this is my Father's world. And may we sense His presence and His nearness. Although we live by faith, not by feelings, there are some times that in our feelings and emotions we feel God so near, so close, it seems that we could almost reach out and touch the hem of Christ's garment as He passes by. Those are wonderful moments. And then there are other times in a Christian's life when we feel nothing. God seems to be a million light years away. The heavens are as brass, and we can't touch God. In those moments, we live by faith. Faith in God's Word. His Word that serves as an anchor for the soul. We are to expect good times and difficult times, mountaintop experiences and deep, dark valleys. It's all part of living in this world. How mistaken we are if we think that every moment should be peaceful and tranquil and everything going just the way I want it. That's a dream world. Reality is we have various kinds of experiences, good and difficult, peaceful and stormy. Even Jesus Himself, on the road to Gethsemane, as He was talking to His disciples, there on that dusty road, after they had just left the upper room where He instituted the Last Supper, and now there in the darkness, walking along the road with His disciples, He talked to them about many things, about heaven, about the Holy Spirit, about peace. But He also said these words to them, "In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." That would be almost comical if we didn't know the rest of the story. Jesus saying, "I have overcome the world," He was on His way to Gethsemane, where He would sweat, as it were, great drops of blood. He would be, in just a few hours after speaking these words, "I have overcome the world," He would be arrested by the Roman soldiers, tried before Pilate, and crucified. And yet He said, "I have overcome the world." Yes, indeed He did. When He cried out on that cruel, rugged cross, "It is finished," He overcame the world. But He told us to expect tribulation. Don't let it come as a surprise. Count it not strange, says the Bible, the fiery trials which are to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. Why is it, as a Christian, as a child of God, should we ever think that just because we fall into trials and tribulations, that God is treating me unfairly, and it happens totally unexpected? Well, either you've been reading the wrong books or listening to the wrong sermons or something, because the Bible doesn't tell us that. It lets us know to expect the stormy winds and the tribulation. It's going to come. In this world, you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. The Apostle Paul put it like this in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. We're troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We're perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. For we know. I love it when He uses that phrase, "for we know." No question mark here. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Praise God. We have so much reason to give thanks to the Lord today, in spite of the tears, in spite of life's pressures and heartaches. There's plenty of them. Man born of woman, says the book of Job, is a few days and full of trouble. Well, we know that, but along with all the trouble, there's many a joy and many a pleasure and many a blessing. Our trouble is we get our eyes and our thoughts on all the bad things and the hurtful things. Just one hard thing can happen to us in a day's time, and it sours all the thousand good things that happened. Are you the same way? Well, while we look not at those things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. The things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. You know what? There is coming a day. Oh, praise God. There is coming a day, according to the Scripture, when all trials and tribulations will be over, and you're going to lay down your sword and shield down by the riverside, and every burden will be laid aside. And in that day we shall receive the crown of righteousness and eternal life and everything that God has promised to those who love Him. As saith the Scripture, "Eye hath not seen nor ear heard, neither has it entered the heart of man what God has prepared for those who love Him." Yes, there is coming a day. There is coming a day when all of life's trials and tribulations will be over, and you, as a child of God, if indeed you are a child of God, and if you're not, you can become one right now at this very moment by repenting of your sins and putting your trust in Jesus Christ as the only door into heaven, and just pray, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Lord Jesus, I give my heart to you. I repent of my sins." And if you pray that prayer and mean it, Christ Jesus will come into your heart. You will be born again. You will become a child of God, because He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. But to as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God. So, dear friend, believe on His name. Trust Him. Look and live, and thou shalt be saved. And then, as a Christian, the day is coming when we shall inherit all of those beautiful things that God has prepared for those who love Him. For eye hath not seen nor ear heard, neither has it entered the heart of man what God has prepared for those who love Him. Until that day come, may God give us the grace and strength to be faithful, to be true, to be found doing His will, doing His work, walking close beside Him, being faithful in everything. Not like the man with the one talent who went and buried it, but putting it to use, being what God wants us to be. And then there is coming that day that's going to be so blessed and so wonderful. What a day that will be. That's the hope of the Christian. And it gives us an incentive toward Christian living in the present and the here and now, as we think about that glorious day that's coming for you and me.
more sickness, no pain, no more parting over there, and forever I will be with the one who died for me. What a day, glorious day.
Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. Speak peace to my anxious soul, and help me to feel that all my ways are under thy wise control. That he who cares for the lily and heeds the sparrow's fall shall tenderly lead his loving child, for he made and loveth all. Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. Speak peace to my anxious soul. Lord, talk to me today. Talk to me today. May I hear your voice.
Love through me, oh Lord, love through me. Somewhere, somebody needs your love today, oh.
Here is a good verse of scripture found in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12. That ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. That's what I want to do. I did not start out on my Christian journey many long years ago to abandon it along the wayside and to fall away and give up heart. I started out to complete it. Just like it says in the book of Genesis, when God called Abraham out of Ur and out of Haran, the Bible says that he left to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan he came. Is what I want to do. I left to go into heaven, and someday into heaven I shall go by the help and grace of God. I have no intentions of turning back or saying no to God. How could anyone do that? When Jesus has loved us so much and he gave his life for you and me, how could we ever, having given our allegiance to him, turn our back on him? And yet, people do it all the time and crucify afresh the Son of God and trample underfoot the holy blood of the covenant. But may we be followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Having begun the good work, may we continue it until the day of Jesus Christ. Well, dear friends, I've enjoyed being with you as we've shared together these 30 minutes of morning devotions. This is John Thrasher. Our mailing address, Post Office Box 552, Bristol, Tennessee 37621. I hope you have a good, happy day. Walk close to God. Let him fill you through and through with his peace, love, and goodness. God bless you.